This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado communities are holding memorial events today to remember the victims of 9/11. At Red Rocks, people climbed the equivalent of the World Trade Center's 110 stories, about nine laps up and down the concert venue's stone steps. First responders in northern Colorado hold their first stair climb later today. That event at Canvas Stadium in Fort Collins starts at 4:30, and it's open to the public. There's a 9/11 event in Colorado Springs, and a convoy of emergency vehicles winds through Vail. Nonprofits across the state are holding donation events this weekend. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will be sentenced in October on charges related to election security. Dan Rubenstein is the prosecutor in Mesa County. He says charges for others involved won't come from his office, but believes they could come from other offices.
Hopefully we'll have an answer soon to whether or not there's going to be federal charges, but I keep getting asked the question, am I going to pursue more charges? And I think the cost to this community has been so great. I think it's time to move on.
Peters was found guilty last month on seven criminal counts. Xcel Energy is warning customers in western Colorado that it might preemptively shut off power Thursday to prevent wildfires. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The precautionary blackouts could be rolled out in Garfield and Mesa counties to prevent power lines and other electrical equipment from sparking wildfires and high winds. Xcel could power down the grid in one of two ways. First, through an automated system that detects problems, like tree branches hitting power lines, or through a larger manual shutdown known as a public power safety shutoff. The National Weather Service says the region could see critical fire weather. Xcel says customers on the western slope should prepare. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has at least a slight chance for rain this afternoon before that fire danger ticks up tomorrow. This is CPR News, NKRCC.